We're live in Harlem
at the Harriet Tubman Memorial, and we want to celebrate this memorial honor with you today with some of our guests and our ones that are here to commemorate Harriet Tubman.
Yeah. Okay. We're here with Miss Fulcher, Miss Rankin Fulcher at the Harriet Tubman Memorial. This is the day that Harriet Tubman passed away, and Mrs. Fulcher was responsible, her and her women's group, for getting this statue in Harlem presented here and set up here in Harlem. So I have Ms. Fulcher here, and I'm going to try to see if she'll give us a moment. Ms. Fulcher, could you just say hello to our guests and blog talk radio?
Hello.
Oh. Okay.
Hello. How are you, Ms. Fulcher?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, hi. We're honored to have you on the show today, Ms. Fulcher.
Well, I'm delighted that you put me on your show to tell you about our Harriet Tubman celebration that we just finished here at the Memorial in Harlem.
Okay.
We had a great time. We had a descendant who shared the day with us. We had some young people that surprised us and came by with their sponsors, the Deltas and the Kappas, brought some young people over.
Could you let our audience know what inspired you to have this the statue in Harlem?
Oh, it's not my idea to have a statue in Harlem. The idea came from the then borough president, C. Virginia Fields. She named the entire square after Harriet Tubman, and then she said on the square she wanted a statue of Tubman. And so about 5 years ago, the statue came to realization. It's created by artist Allison Saar, who's a dynamic woman. I'm sure you may know, your listeners may know her mom, Betty Saar. And if you're ever in New York, you must come to 122nd Street and Frederick Douglass Boulevard and pay Harriet a visit. She's standing here tall and strong. And I just want to say that if you just keep walking downtown to 110th Street on Frederick Douglass, you'll bump into Frederick Douglass himself. He's also a memorial at 110th and Frederick Douglass Boulevard.
Oh, that's very interesting. I wasn't aware of that. Now,
it's a little hard for me to hear because I'm standing over a subway and traffic is all around me.
Okay, well, I can hear you fine. I have a little bit of background, but everything is coming clear. Now, why is it that they chose the location, 122nd Street and St. Nicholas, or in Harlem?
That you'd have to ask the Virginia Fields and the politicians in Harlem. I live in Brooklyn, so I don't know how this came to be, this particular square, other than I know that it was just vacant lot. And they wanted to put someone of distinction here, so they put Harriet.
Now, your name is Rankin. Are you connected in any way with Harriet Tubman? Explain how your lineage may be connected to Harriet.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Your name is Rankin. I'm associated with the Underground Railroad, Rankin. I know there's a gentleman,
yes,
Rankin.
Yes, that was my. Yes, I am a descendant of Reverend John Rankin.
Now, is he affiliated with any way with Harriet Tubman?
I don't think that Reverend John Rankin and Harriet Tubman ever met because he's younger than she was.
Reverend
John Rankin was in Ohio, and I don't believe she traveled much in Ohio.
Okay.
I am from Ripley, Ohio, and that's where my ancestral home is, the John Rankin house.
Yes. Could you tell us
Which was a stop on the Underground Railroad.
It was a stop on the Underground Railroad?
It was a stop on the Underground Railroad. My ancestral home sits high on a hill, and to get up to the house, one could take the 100 steps, which is where we believe the enslaved people came from the Ohio River up those 100 steps, because as legend will have it, he would leave a lantern in the window And those people who were fleeing to freedom, if they saw the light, they knew it was safe to come to the house, come up the 100 steps to the house.
So he was inspirational and free and helping a lot of slaves out in the Underground Railroad?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I see there's a very...
I would love to chat more, but I am ending my ceremony, and I really need to say goodbye to my guests. But I thank you for the opportunity to talk about our celebration today. I'm going to give you back to Leslie. Perhaps
well,
we
I thank you very
time.
Much for your time, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us and allowing us to come out here and share this wonderful day with you in this cold weather. We had a very good turnout, and I'm so pleased that I was able to meet you in person.
Where's Leslie?
Leslie!
I'm right here.
Wow. You see her?
Is that in my name's car?
No, Leslie, she had silver.